Everybody's going,
where
is it?
Have to get that first before I can put it on.
It's in there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, good. Well,
no, didn't I put it on your desk there?
No.
Okay.
No, it's okay. We'll get it, though.
All right. Okay.
Did you say silicone or silicon?
Silicon. Did I say? I'm thinking. I'm touching my boobs and I'm thinking silicon.
Good thing it's radio.
I'm thinking I should get silicon here.
No, we'll get that. We'll have it on here in a moment.
Okay. Yeah, Steve.
So I heard a cute. I mean, not a cute. Here I am talking cute. Did you hear about his adoption as a baby?
That's
a really interesting story.
Yes, it was.
His parents were college educated and they did not want to have a baby, so they wanted him to be adopted. The only thing that they insisted was that the parents who adopted him must be college educated. And then when Steve Jobs was born, the couple that they had picked out wanted a girl. Said, well, we're not interested in a boy.
That's right.
So all of a sudden they're rushing around trying to find new adoptive parents.
But they did.
And they found this couple that was not college educated.
But thrilled they were having a boy.
And they said, well, all we can do is promise you that when he comes to college age, we'll make sure he goes to college. And he didn't.
He wasn't going to college no matter what they did. No, that's not it.
So he was...
He's still looking madly for my...
The college educated couple that turned him down, I mean, they're probably thinking, dang.
Sean, think Bob.
Had a couple $1 billion in the family.
Yeah. No, he was not.
But he would have had a different future then.
Well, right? And here's the thing. Yeah, because of the way he was and his background is what made him have all that perseverance. And his family instilled in him trust. They loved him, so gave him the trust. Yeah, didn't even go to college. And the Stanford meeting when he was speaking for the Stanford graduation class. I mean, tears came to my eyes so many times, I couldn't believe it.
Do you know he's mapped out the future of the company with a bunch of new products?
Bob. Look at the Bob place. Sorry. I'm giving messages here on air. I'm so sorry. I'm trying to get Steve Aussie's input here because it was very touching, the conversation I had with him about his relationship with the Jobs. It is Jobs, right? It's not Jobs.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Jobs.
Was that an authoritative answer?
Yeah, so... Well, Diva?
Yes.
I think we should welcome you at this point. Okay. Welcome you.
Welcome, 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 welcome.
Diva is Elena Prophet, and she's a very amazing lady. She's been sitting here being very patient with us because I'm just kind of eating up the time here trying to get that interview. Okay, well, when we go to break, I'll find it for you, Sean. Thank you. But Diva's agreed. She's in town here, Elena Prophet. She's a world-renowned psychic and clairvoyant. She's been on many radio shows. She's helped many security organizations as well as police and, you know, all of them. She's laughing at me.
I know it.
No, that's for real.
It is for real. She's helped them discover murders and solve cases. And she's someone I totally believe in. I mean,
Profiler. Documented.
Documentarist. She is everything. And she is my diva. Welcome, Elena Prophet.
Well, hello, darling. How are you?
I'm marvelous. It's so good to have you back in Nevada. What are you doing here now?
Well, I'm here just taking a break from all of the weather in Texas and just seeing everyone, saying hi, seeing clients and...
readings.
Thank God for this beautiful weather. I miss my mountains here.
Well, yeah, Texas has been burning down.
Oh, it's been a hot one.
It's been a hot day's night, right?
Yes.
Do you live near the fires?
They're right around us. Okay. They're right around us. You know, it's been horrible.
Been surrounding.
Yeah. And speaking of that, you know, we've had all this destroyed property. And when you're talking about the political thing there, if Steve Perry gets it, we're all going down.
Rick Perry, rather.
I like Steve Perry. Because he never even showed up. They showed on our news. All these people, retired Vietnam vets and Army, you know, people that had homes destroyed, looking in their local news cameras saying, our governor didn't even show up. He never once came out there.
Was he too busy campaigning?
Well, you know what they said? All of a sudden, when that leaked out on our local news in Dallas-Fort Worth, guess what? All of a sudden, somebody sent a message. Oh, well, due to logistics, Governor Perry was unable to make it. Yeah, because he was campaigning for president. Mm-hmm. Now, if you can't take care of your own state, well, then what makes you think you're going to be able to take care of a country?
Well, here's what I'm
He's
saying.
He's done.
He's got
I
people.
I did his chart.
He's got...
Uh-oh.
Did you hear that, Rick Perry?
In fact, done.
She's not just predicting like me. She knows.
In fact, I've done a lot, all of their charts. You know,
I bet you have.
Yeah, but that we don't. We'll do that another day. I'm here for another week.
Another day. Yeah, but I think he did shoot himself in the leg. He did.
Oh yeah, more than one way. But anyway, I'm here.
We're glad to have you.
I'm enjoying it, and it's always good to be on the air with you.
Thank you.
And now you have a nice partner.
Yeah, I know, JP.
She called me a nice partner.
She said you were nice. Salt and pepper going on there.
Salt and pepper. Do you see anything in his immediate future
that could
be positive, Diva?
Yeah, I already
stay out of my head.
I already told him to. I said, that 8th birthday of his, the only thing, he is conservative, but he also has to remember the scales of justice has two sides to it. So, and having been a radical conservative, and then a liberal, then it both, it's the middle path.
You going to turn liberal on me here pretty quick?
No, we have to just be balanced.
Balanced, I know.
And he's got a strong energy in his chart, although he's Aquarian, which means he can be far-reaching with
water.
His thoughts.
And I like water, yeah.
Water bearer.
Yes. And
far-reaching in his thoughts is for sure.
But the thing is also that 8 has a tendency to make him a little more tough.
Yeah, he can be tough, can mm-hmm. he? He does get a little stubborn. But he have a stubborn streak in him?
Well, I mean, I'm a Capricorn, so I'm very conservative, but at the same time, I got a Leo moon and a Sag rising, so that's why I hang with all of them.
That's why she's so sexy, too. She's got that Sag in her. Well, I hear there's a buzz going on now. We were talking about some predictions that you made before. Back in the 80s, even. Mm-hmm. And then you're still getting the visions, still writing down the predictions. Well, lay some on us, Diva.
Well, you know what's cool about it? You know, I'm in a very controversial field, but as you know, and a lot of the work I don't talk about, but I am documented.
Oh, yes,
and
absolutely.
If I don't,
what does that mean?
That means that...
Certified.
I work...
You're certified. She's
proven,
documented.
Proven.
It's proven, okay? It means that the things that have come through have happened or verified and confirmed, and I would not have the clientele that I have if I was not... the real deal.
The real deal.
Let's put it that way.
Oh, yeah.
If I don't see it, I don't say it.
And that's why you can't really, you've got so many clients that you can't give in to the things. You've got, privacy.
Well, I'm very confidential with it. But what's interesting, I've been seeing out there, because we're all in this buzz of the 2012 and all that good stuff,
You mean the presidential predictions?
Well, the 2012,
just the 2012
Mayan
thing.
Prediction. The world is going to hell in a handbasket.
The end of the calendar.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, we're already in it, people. And the thing is, the floods, the food issues we're going to be having, the fires, all of the extreme, the winds, the tornadoes we have.
Weird weather.
All of this, the mental and physical trauma that we're all going through, we're shape-shifting. We are actually, 2012 is not going to be all bad. It's good. It means we're going to
change.
That's what I'm talking about. Politics, criminal justice system.
Hold that thought. You're so right. With all the changes, not to cut you off, we got to take a break, and I want to hear every word of this because we are changing. We're kind of metamorphosizing, aren't we, Diva?
Yes.
So we're going to come back and talk about the metamorphosis going on.
Like a caterpillar?
Yeah. We're going to be butterflies. I can hope, right?
You're
with Broadview. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back. More conversation with Elena Prophet and JP.
Panama Show, live, local, and fun. Weekdays 10 to 1 on 1270 The Buzz.
Hi, Nick Garcia here from Reno Media Group. Have you ever felt like you're the smartest business in your industry and you can't understand why more people aren't buying what you have to offer? Look, we're in an environment today where you need answers as a business. You need real results and we can help big time. You want to be the first business that consumers think of when they need a product or service, and I can show you how to do that. We'll teach you how to master three key marketing tactics and how to crush any competitor. Take the step today to dominate your industry. Call now, 343-5500. That's 343-5500. Look, if you don't find ways to increase your profits, your competitors are going to. Whether you're a one-man business or a multi-million dollar company that needs an edge, be the one of the few that takes action, and we'll add your name to our list of clients that absolutely dominate in their industry using our proven formula. Call now, 343-5500. That's 343-5500. I'm looking forward to taking your business to the next level.
Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back to Broadview. And we're back with Elena Prophet, who carries a message of love, peace, compassion, and insight wherever she goes. She's a good friend of mine. Gifted clairvoyant, medical intuitive medium, and she's worked as a psychic detective since 1983. And right now we're talking with, I call her Diva,